All right, setting the bar stories are what again, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
For sure. Maybe we'll start with the lesson. Don't try to trick a bunch of accountants. All right.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without suing your former company, only to have them prove that you actually owe them money, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow. Let me guess. This person is an accountant?
So this woman named Carly used to work at this accounting firm. So she was a part of the accounting firm there in Canada, right? So she sued them for wrongful termination and claimed that they still owed her $5,000.
Uh-huh.
However, they said, oh, nay, nay, and countersued and used data that they got from an activity tracking app on her company laptop to show that she'd actually been pretending to work more than she actually was.
Oh, boy.
In the end, the judge was like, yep, you're going to have to actually pay your former employer back $2,000.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So basically, she had claimed that she worked 51 more hours than she really did.
Oh, dang.
And so the court sided with the company and said, yo, you got to repay about $2,000.
Ah, she didn't see that coming.
No, she didn't. So I don't know if the lesson is don't pick a fight with a bunch of accountants when money's on the line.
Yeah, you better have your ducks in a row if you're going to try to sue your company
right.
and say you owe me more money.
Right. And man, if you've got a company laptop, just be careful.
Beware. Might be some little activity tracking software on yours, too.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? So anyways, there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without suing your former company for $5,000, only to have them prove that you actually owe them $2,000 because you didn't work.
Working out differently, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.